आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। पार्लियामेंट पासेस विकसित भारत जी राम जी बिल 2025 विद अ वॉइस वोट। The bill guarantees 125 days of wage employment per rural household in each financial year. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to conclude in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch My Ayush Integrated Services Portal. Indian Railways to run 138 special trains to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. In Bangladesh, violence erupts in capital Dhaka after the death of student leader Usman Hadi. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in Under-19 Asia Cup semi-final in Dubai this morning. And now the news in detail. The Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it last night. The Lok Sabha passed the bill earlier yesterday. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The fund-sharing pattern between the central and the state governments will be 60:40 for all states except the northeastern and Himalayan states, where the sharing arrangement will be 90:10. The state governments will continue to pay unemployment allowance and compensation. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is working with the motto of Nation First. He said that without the development of villages, the country cannot develop.
Our Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, whom I have known for 35 years, has two ideals, one nation first and second service. Service to the poor, service to the Dalits, service to the tribals, service to the mothers, sisters and daughters, service to the farmers and support to the youth.
Congress MP Mallikarjun Kharge said the bill should not be taken lightly and should be sent to a select committee. AIADMK MP Dr. M. Thambidurai said employment in rural India is a matter of livelihood, security and social stability. He said any reform in such a crucial law must be examined with seriousness and responsibility.
Employment in rural India is not merely a welfare measure. It is a question of livelihood, security, social stability and economic resilience. Any reform in such a crucial law must be therefore be examined with seriousness, responsibility and the interest of the rural workers.
Later, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives, including My Ayush Integrated Services Portal, a master digital portal for the Ayush sector. He will also unveil the Ayush Mark, which is envisioned as a global benchmark for quality of Ayush products and services. A report.
During the program, Mr. Modi will release the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. He will release a commemorative postal stamp on Ashwagandha, symbolizing the global resonance of India's traditional medicinal heritage. He will felicitate the recipients of the Prime Minister's Awards for outstanding contribution to the promotion and development of yoga for the years 2021 to 2025. The Prime Minister will also visit the Traditional Medicine Discovery Space, an exhibition showcasing the diversity, depth and contemporary relevance of traditional medicine knowledge systems from India and across the world. Jointly organized by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, the three-day summit is being held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his two-day visit to Oman yesterday. His visit marks the 70th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi's interaction with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, not only further strengthened the centuries-old ties, but also won hearts of Indian diaspora living there for the last many generations. Both sides expressed satisfaction with the excellent state of India-Oman relations, describing them as a multifaceted strategic partnership. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman has filed this report.
The Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Royal Palace and was conferred with the Order of Oman Award, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and visionary leadership. A comprehensive economic partnership agreement, SEPA, and 6 memorandums of understanding were all signed in various fields, including maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. In a joint statement, both the leaders expressed satisfaction at the excellent state of bilateral relations spanning trade, investment, defense, security, technology, education, and people-to-people ties. They condemned terrorism in all its forms and in manifestations, reaffirming that no justification can ever be accepted for such acts. While culminating his successful visit, Mr. Modi thanked Sultan Haitham bin Tariq for the warm welcome and kind hospitality extended to him and his delegation. He also invited Sultan to pay a visit to India. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashwani News from Muscat, Oman.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a two-day national conference of chairpersons of state public service commissions, or PSCs, in Hyderabad this morning. State PSCs, chairpersons and senior officials from across the country will attend the two-day conference. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma and Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and UPSC Chairman Ajay Kumar will also be present on the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan attended the annual Christmas celebrations organized by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India in New Delhi yesterday evening. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose was also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Vice President said that the festival of Christmas reminds everyone of the timeless values of peace, compassion, humility, and service to humanity. The Vice President called upon all communities to work together to eradicate poverty and move towards shared prosperity.
I am very much pleased to join all of you on these joyous Christmas celebrations and to extend my warmest greetings. Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year 2026. Christmas reminds us of the timeless values of peace,
compassion, humility and service to the humanity.
The draft electoral roll for all assembly constituencies in Gujarat under the SIR exercise will be published today. District election officers will hand over copies of the draft roll to representatives of recognized political parties to ensure transparency in the revision process. With the publication of the list today, the window for filing claims and objections has officially opened and will remain active until January the 18th, 2026. Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across 9 zones to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. The Ministry of Railways said so far 244 trips have been notified. Western Railways has the highest share with 26 trains. Central Railways is operating 18 trains, while South Central Railways has planned 26 trains and Southeast Central Railways is having 12 trains during this time to meet the festive rush. Violence has erupted in Bangladesh following the death of student leader Usman Hadi during a treatment in Singapore. Hadi was shot by masked attackers in Dhaka last week and died of his injuries yesterday while being treated in Singapore. A report.
As news of his death emerged, hundreds of his supporters gathered in a square in the capital city to protest. Demonstrators vandalized the office of prominent Bangladeshi newspapers, the Daily Star and Pratham Alo, with one building set on fire. Troops were deployed to the scene while firefighters rescued journalists trapped inside the building. Protesters attacked the residence of Indian Assistant High Commissioner in Chittagong, raising serious concerns over the security of diplomatic premises. According to police sources, the incident occurred in the early hours today, when an enraged crowd gathered outside the residence and hurled brickbats, damaging property and creating panic in the area. As the situation escalated, law enforcement agencies fired tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. Naval Sang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh and Bihar today. IMD said that Uttar Pradesh will experience a very cold day today. A report from our UP correspondent.
Most districts of Uttar Pradesh are in the grip of cold and dense fog. As a result, school timing have been changed in several districts. In Lucknow, District Magistrate Vishakji has directed that all government and private school from classes 1 to 12 will operate only after 9 a.m. Meanwhile, the districts such as Jaunpur, Unnao, Pilibhit, Sultanpur, Kushinagar and several others orders have been issued to conduct classes in all schools from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely dense fog today in Kaushambi, Prayagraj, Fatehpur, Varanasi, Kanpur and around 35 neighboring districts. At the same time, a yellow alert for dense fog has been issued for Lucknow, Unnao, Barabanki, Raebareli and about 32 nearby districts. Shailen Sharma, Akashwani Samachar, Lucknow.
The weather agency also predicted very dense fog conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttarakhand. Dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail till tomorrow over the northeastern states, Jharkhand and Tripura. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. On to sports. India will take on Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai today. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. In men's cricket, the fifth and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. The United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to reclassify marijuana as less dangerous. Marijuana was previously in the Schedule 1 category, where it was classed alongside potent narcotics like heroin and LSD. With this order, it would be pushed down to Schedule 3 in a class with ketamine and anabolic steroids. Trump said the change is not the legislation of marijuana. Trump said the change is not the legalization of marijuana. The change will make it easier to conduct research on marijuana, as studies on Schedule 3 drugs require far less approval than for Schedule 1 substances. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thanks, Anuja. All dailies have covered the news of India's landmark Oman trade deal deepening the Gulf push, with Prime Minister Modi being conferred with Oman's top honour for his visionary leadership. Hindustan Times writes, India inks Oman FTA, gains duty-free boost. Dailies have also covered the replacement of MG Narega by Viksit Bharat G. Ramji bill in Parliament. A headline in Business Standard says, Delhi pollution curbs open new market for internal combustion engine and CNG vehicles to electric vehicle retrofitters. Granting protection to 12 couples, the Allahabad High Court rules, live-in relationship is not illegal, states the Times of India. Prime Minister to unveil My Ayush portal today to boost reach of traditional medicines, notes the statesman. And finally, tourism industry and locals have welcomed the move of the state government approving Shimla Winter Carnival to light up holiday season every year, writes the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament passes Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 with a voice vote. The bill guarantees 125 days of wage employment per rural household in each financial year. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to conclude in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch My Ayush Integrated Services Portal. Indian Railways to run 138 special trains to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. In Bangladesh, Violence erupts in capital Dhaka after the death of student leader Usman Hadi. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in Under-19 Asia Cup semi-final in Dubai this morning. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.